Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. It's been wonderful that Dr. Z had a little break from his professor time, and he was able to actually host several of our last few shows, and they were excellent. I listened to them as well. Remember, if there's something you hear that you like right here on Progressive Radio Network, and particularly on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, you can always go to our archives where we have all of the shows for you. And also at naturalnurse.com, if you click on calendar, you will see we have a variety of lectures coming up, all kinds of presentations. One that's coming that I'm very excited about is our yearly course, which is called Natural Nurse Herbal Certification Course. And what's so important about that class is that you can get 18 CE credits if you are a health professional, or you can also just take it without the credits if you don't need the credits. And also, it can count towards your RH if you are someone who feels that perhaps you'd like to be a professional herbalist, then you want an RH, which is considered a registered herbalist. So you can join in with any of those things by going to naturalnurse.com calendar. Also, tonight we have a totally free webinar, which you can sign up for. That one is called Herbal Manufacturing Legal Considerations. Maybe you made a little skin salve or a little lipstick or a little tincture or teas that you go, wow, this is nice. You gave it to your friends and family and they loved it. And you thought, wow, maybe I'll sell this on Etsy. Well, before you do that, be sure you take Herbal Manufacturing Legal Considerations, and it is free this evening. I have that class coming up again next month, and that time there is a slight fee, but that's for 3 CE units. For nurses, nurse practitioners, registered dietitians, clinical nutritionists, and other health professionals, acupuncturists, licensed massage therapists. So there's all kinds of ways to learn natural medicine and get certificates by going to naturalnurse.com and look at calendar. That's where our classes are listed. But beyond the group classes, we also have private classes in every aspect of natural medicine, such as, for instance, legal considerations in running your practice or having your website or promoting different products or putting your book out. All of those have a vast array of legal considerations. And I just have to say, it's better if you know before you go. We also have so many protocols, like what would you do if you wanted to, let's say, decrease viruses in your home or in your body. Let's say, build up stamina. Let's say, improve your ability to think and feel better and weight loss. We have so many books. If you go to naturalnurse.com books, we have a book on arthritis, a book on weight loss, and I think about 15 other books. So you just go to naturalnurse.com books. And of course, we have lots and lots of free webinars and information there as well. So we love to take your questions. Just go to naturalnurse.com, contact the natural nurse. It's also available if you go through Facebook, the natural nurse. So we're so happy to have you with us and hundreds of thousands of people who download this podcast regularly. Thank you so much for that. And we love to hear from you. Today, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Marina Yubova, Dr. Marina Yubova, and she is a family nurse practitioner and associate professor at the City University of New York. She is the founder of a beautiful on-ground location called Integrative Health New York, and the website is Integrative Wellness NY. So it's the word Integrative Wellness NY.com. And she aims to restore, help someone restore their own health holistically. Her extensive training and broad experience makes her a unique medical professional with vast knowledge pertaining to functional, integrative, and what might be called alternative medicine. And she is the author of a lovely book that we will review today called The Thyroid Whisperer. And she offers an array of complementary and natural medical therapies in her beautiful state-of-the-art clinic, Integrative Wellness New York. And she's also available, luckily, at this point in history, for virtual consults. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Marina.
Hi, Ellen. I would like to thank you for such a warm introduction.
Well, it's certainly all true. And we have lots of time today. We have a full hour. So we're going to go deeply into allowing you to share your many levels of expertise. But before we do that, I want to go back in time and look at, let's say, you know, Marina the little girl. And how did you get to be the integrative doctor that you are today?
Well, Ellen, we spoke about it briefly previously, and you were surprised.
Let me mention this, Dr. Marina. We have done another show together, but that's a completely different show and a completely different audience. So don't worry if you share the same things again.
Absolutely. No. I know. It's just every time you ask me this question, it takes me all the way back.
So, right.
I come from Russia, and as you know, in Russia, let's say 40 years ago, women didn't have choices to make in their profession. So we were given choices, three at most, and you choose from. So for me, being a young girl in the family that I grew up, very suburban, I was given a choice either to become a teacher, seamstress, or a nurse. So actually a choice of becoming a medical doctor was never given to me. And obviously because I wanted to be in medicine, I always loved medicine, I chose to be a nurse. And at age of 15, I entered a diploma program for nurses, which was very comprehensive and very, very hard, and it was very difficult to do. So schooling was not 5 days a week. It was actually 6 days a week. You start at 9 and you end at 5. And it's every day, 6 days a week, and a day off is only Sunday. So within 3 years, I was trained very well in nursing. So there is to do very brief assessment, understanding how body works. Of course, you can understand what can you teach a child 15 years old. You'll be surprised that me 15 and our girls at the age of 15 and girls here at the age of 15 are very different. I have two daughters now, one of which is 30 and the other one is 15 and a half. And when I compare myself to them, I was like, oh my God, what a big difference. So at age of 18, I was already working, employed fully for full time in an ICU unit. I already was a registered nurse.
Wow. So you sort of went straight to nursing as your first profession.
Absolutely. Straight to nursing because that's the only choice I was given. I was not given a choice, you know, to go to medical school. Although my brother was given a choice to medical school. He went to a different city and he graduated from that medical school. Obviously, it was available. It was not just available to women as much as to men. So I worked at this ICU for a few years, and I understood that although, yes, we have pharmaceuticals that we can apply to these patients to save their lives, in order to maintain health, we don't have so many choices as we have here. I mean, United States, our pharmaceutical industry is very vast. We don't have this in Russia. It was not as, you know, developed. So we used a lot of natural remedies. So when these patients were discharged, obviously the nurse would sit with them and would explain to them what goes in effect of healing. And they were not pharmaceuticals. You'll be surprised. It was very...
So wait a minute. That's a very important statement that you're saying, Dr. Marina. And I just want to reintroduce you to our guests. We're listening to Dr. Marina Yovova, and she's at integrativewellnessnewyork.com. Now, you just said something very important, that it wasn't only pharmaceuticals that you were taught from the beginning.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right, because are you okay? Yes, it was not only pharmaceuticals. It was herbals and everything else you have to do, and dietary.
So you mean to tell me that within medical training in Russia, you were actually taught things like diet and herbal medicine?
Mostly diet and some herbal medicine, yes.
Well, that's amazing in and of itself. There's not one word of that that's taught in conventional medical school in the U.S.
I know, they are very different. And that's why when in age of 22, when we relocated to United States and I needed to start everything from the beginning, you know, I have to get my papers, I have to take a board exam so I can practice as a nurse, so I can work, because I had a family and I had a family need to be supported. I, you know, when I took textbooks, I was like, wow, it's, of course, it's, you know, idea is the same, but execution is very different. Execution is very different. And of course, I had to reteach myself understanding of fear and safe workplace, which is very important. That's why people, that's why girls here and nurses take NCLEX. It's a standard of care where you provide safe care to patients, and that's very important. And the other difference that I saw when I started actually working as a nurse, how much time nurses spend with documentation alone.
That's even more true now. So we've got what you just said is so important. You said how much time nurses and other health professionals spend with documentation versus patient care or learning about how you can best help patients. And, you know, I would say it's gotten a lot worse.
I know, because of the era of computerized medical records. And I went through all of this. So when I was working in a North Shore as a nurse practitioner and they start integrating electronic medical systems into the workplace, the amount of time it took, you need to learn it, you need to type fast enough, and a lot of times it's a lot of redundancy in the beginning. It was a lot of redundant work. But you have to do it. You have to go through it. And unfortunately, we lost quite a few nurses that were more senior and were not able to catch up with that. They were brilliant nurses, and we only lost them for that. It was very sad, but that was time. We all tried to help them, but, you know, you do what you can do, because amount of work you do, it was very well documented how many patients you see per day. So I was working on North Shore, and North Shore, it's a very big corporate, practice, very goal-oriented, and it should be like that because it is a business. It is a business, and unfortunately, those senior nurses could not catch up with changes that were made. So, of course, on their place came younger nurses to whom it was much easier to learn. And again, I teach in City University in New York, and I do take students into floors to learn clinical practice, and you see how much time nurses stand in front of computer. It's not in front of patient, it's in front of computer. What about patient care? Absolutely, it's lacking. It's very sad, but, you know, that's reality of our days. Nurse must document, and that takes a lot of her time. If she didn't document, she absolutely didn't do it. Ellen, if you remember those days when nurse was not overwhelmed completely with her work and she would sit in patient's bedside and have beautiful conversations for a few minutes, unfortunately, these times are gone and no longer here. It's very sad. So therefore, medicine itself, this communication, the power of connection, is gone. We lost it, sadly.
Yeah, very much so. So what you're saying is that it's become more and more impersonalized and more and more focused. I mean, when I go and see a doctor, and also nurse practitioners who are working in doctor's offices who are within that model. The patient is on the table. The clinician is in the corner where the computer is. And very often the setup of the room makes that the clinician face the computer, turn their head around, they're going to get a stiff neck, and they do, to look at the patient kind of sideways, and all you're really focusing on is the computer and finding the correct numbers and codes to type in order to document and bill the visit. And there's very little interaction. They don't smell the patient. They don't touch the patient. If they do, it's very briefly. They hardly look at the patient. It's all about, okay, what do you have? Let me find that number, put it in the computer. Goodbye. Take this drug.
Yes, that's really very sad, but that's where we are at. And when I was 38 years old and I had a fourth child, I really got ill. And nobody could explain to me what was wrong with me. And I, knowing medicine as much as I knew medicine, I was already a nurse practitioner and practicing in North Shore Hospital, and I knew lots of people, and I knew lots of doctors. And I went from doctor to doctor to doctor, did lots of blood work, and nobody could explain to me what was wrong with me. So they said, you know what, if you're looking at this blood work and this lab results, you're absolutely perfect. You can go to state.
Yes, we often hear that, and I bet lots of our listeners can relate to that. Like, you're having this long litany of symptoms. You know you're not okay, and you go to health professionals, and nothing shows up on that really marginal, not even very useful, plain blood work that they do. I know you do much more in-depth blood work. And then you're told, no, you're fine. And then what happens is, if you go back a couple times, you're given an antidepressant.
That's absolutely right. It's exactly what I was offered. Of course, I didn't take antidepressants. I kept searching. So my search brought me to the doctor in California who really didn't accept any insurance, and he was very expensive. But me and my husband flew to California, and he saw me. He listened to me to questions. He answered all my questions. And then when I asked him, can you explain to me what is going on? He simply said, you are in balance. You have to balance you. We have to see what's needed in your system, replace that, and let's see how you're going to do it. And that's exactly what he did. So, of course, for me to accept treatment, I was going back and forth to California. It's very far from New York, and we spend a lot of money. But that most importantly, what it did to me, it opened my eyes to different type of medicine. So I understood.
So what did he find that the conventional doctors didn't find?
So it was, to me now it's very simple because every third person that works in my office has that. Hypothyroidism, Ellen.
So that's okay, we'll get to that. That's probably why you chose that thyroid as a topic for your book. But
yes.
That doctor was able to find that because of the long list of experiences that you shared with them that you were feeling, even though it wasn't evident on a regular blood test initially.
Absolutely. Ellen, you know, he didn't even do blood work. Honestly, to tell you, he didn't do blood work. He did okay. Muscle testing. That's what he did. And he put me on very specific protocol. He put me on very specific diet. To me, when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to eat? It's like I was then, like most of my patients now. Because they're going through the same as I went through then, almost 10 years ago. And it took a lot of education. I took a lot of courses. I went to conferences. I learned a lot. I read everything I could find. So I educated myself. I let other people educate me who were top physicians in that realm then. And I learned so much. Now when patients come to me and I start listening to what they're saying, I do my own set of testing, it's so easy to pinpoint what they need. So the idea is, and it's in my book, and it's my webinars, that webinars that I taught over summer, over fall. So in order to regulate any system, I'm talking about system of human being, a body, we need to find, number one, that's how I broke it down and explained it to my patients. What is missing? If they're missing any kind of minerals or vitamins, we need to replace that so cells can start working.
Well, so see, that's something very interesting because in conventional medicine, there's really no discussion I mean, no discussion of vitamins and minerals. I've even been told by patients that have Medicare that they have heard how important vitamin D levels are, and that's true in terms of COVID as well. It has now been well documented scientifically that when you are insufficient in vitamin D, you're more likely to get all kinds of illnesses, including immune issues and including COVID infections. I mean, it's huge. And yet, they'll say they won't, that the insurance won't cover a vitamin D test, which is crazy.
Well, that's reality. And I have this conversation with my patients when they come, and they say, well, why this is not covered by insurance? Because none of what I do here is covered by insurance. That's a determination that patients have to make for themselves. How proactive are they? Unfortunately, further we go, sicker the patients get. The patients that I see now, 2 weeks ago, a lady walked into my office. I couldn't believe I saw that. A 32-year-old patient. She's only 32 years old. She was already given a diagnosis of liver failure. At 32 years old with two children. It is so sad. Very sad. And of course, what choice was she made? What choice was she given? The choice she was given to take prednisone, a long-lasting dose of prednisone. That's it. Nobody discussed that.
Well, hold on. A lot of our listeners, and let me just reintroduce you again. And we're going to take a little break right here, you know, so that we can identify, say hello to our listeners, and also that they can listen to A Natural Medicine Chest that's coming up in a minute. But I just want to say that that was very important what you said, and we'll come back to it. I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. And we are having a conversation with Dr. Marina Yobova. You can find her a beautiful website. I suggest you take a look at it. She's right here in the New York area, and she also offers virtual consults by phone. The website is Integrative Wellness NY. NY is not spelled out. That's just NY. And wonderful information. You're so right with everything that you're saying, that patients are told they're fine when they know they're ill. Then they're told they should take some kind of medication for anxiety, which isn't going to help them, because nobody even determined, are they low in certain vitamins and minerals? Are they allergic to certain foods that they have? Do they have a thyroid dysfunction? All that's ever tested is a TSH, and we'll let you tell us later after the break why that's not enough. Says thyroid stimulating hormone, but lo and behold, it's not a thyroid hormone. Nobody seems to know that, but you will instruct us about that when we get back. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the ancient Chinese science and art of acupuncture.
Acupuncture is a 5,000-year-old medical procedure involving insertion and manipulation of needles into specific points on the body. It is often applied to relieve pain during surgery and for many other conditions.
Acupuncture needles have been found in China that are over 4,000 years old. The first needles were made of stone. Later, bronze, gold, or silver was used, and today they are usually made from steel. Acupuncture was developed around the theory of special meridian points on the body connected to the internal organs, and that vital energy, or qi, flows along these meridians. According to this theory, diseases are caused by interrupted energy flow, and the stimulation of these points restores normal energy circulation. There is some scientific evidence of the existence of the meridians as a separate circulatory system. Studies were done in the 1970s by a Dr. Kim from Korea, where he injected radioactive dyes into the traditional acupuncture points. He observed migration of the dyes along the exact predicted path of the meridians.
acupuncture. How acupuncture works remains uncertain, but both Western and Eastern scientific studies on rabbits have shown that the analgesic effects are not simply a matter of suggestion. After the discovery in 1975 of endorphins, natural pain inhibitors in the body, some neurophysiologists suggested that the needles may trigger the release of these substances. American and Chinese studies have confirmed that placing acupuncture needles in the brains of dogs raises the level of endorphins in the spinal fluid.
Acupuncture is used today in most hospitals in China and by many private practitioners in virtually every country in the world, including the United States. The primary use is for analgesia, although ulcers, hypertension, asthma, and other conditions have been documented to respond favorably to this treatment. Chinese surgeons prefer acupuncture to the use of drug-induced analgesia because they claim it does not disturb normal body physiology and therefore does not make the patient vulnerable to shock. Brain surgery is especially amenable to this form of analgesia when it is necessary to keep the patient awake during the operation.
Although some modifications in the practice of acupuncture have been made, such as sometimes using a small electric current on the needle instead of the traditional twirling, acupuncture remains intact as an ancient therapeutic technique that has been used successfully for at least 5,000 years. Perhaps you'd like to add this piece of knowledge to your natural medicine chest.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. And as always, I'm wishing you the best and inviting you to find out more at naturalnurse.com. We have lots and lots of information there. If you go to media, you can find radio shows. You can also find articles, thousands of them. And there is a search box, so you can put in any topic that you're interested in, and something will pop up, either an article, a YouTube, a show, a radio show that you can listen to the whole thing. All of this is free, a webinar, a seminar, a class that you can take about what you could do for yourself and your family. And we really have an emphasis on if you would like to move your life to natural, either personally for yourself and your family or professionally. What could you do where you're surrounded by natural every single day in terms of how you make a living? Doesn't mean you go all the way to be a licensed professional, but you might be an artist and maybe you could work in the nutraceutical industry where they're looking for graphic design artists. And then all day, you're drawing pictures of echinacea and you're looking up what it does to make an ad. So still, you're in that milieu no matter what your strengths are. So we do a class called Career Paths in Natural Medicine. And I must say that class is one-on-one very often as well as groups. And that is really filled with nurses. A lot of nurses are there because they are not so happy with their life in the hospital. And that's what we're actually talking today with Dr. Marina Yabova, who is a nurse practitioner. And she did this. She did this journey for herself. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Dr. Marina.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
So you were telling us, you were up to telling us about, you know, you were had an illness. No one knew what it was. It was after, did you say, your fourth child?
Yeah.
Did they try to tell you it was just post, you know, baby blues, something like that?
I know it all. Yes, I was told I'm depressed. I have postpartum blues. I was making it up. You name it, Ellen, you name it. But when somebody cannot get off the bed, 8 o'clock in the morning, can't open their eyes and cannot function, this is not postpartum blues. It's not
so now they tracked it down, and now this doctor that you went to, who must have been a holistic physician,
Absolutely, did
things that you never heard of before with all your many years as a healthcare provider, and he tracked it down to the thyroid, and that made sense to you when he told you what his program was?
Absolutely. Exactly what he did. It was not just simple, your thyroid doesn't work. The way he told me, and this is what I do with my patients because it's absolute truth. He said, you are off balance. You have deficiencies and certain toxicity. Because after I learned all of this, and I see he was absolutely right, because there are deficiencies, toxicities in a system that cause certain dysresonance in organs. And once you balance that, once you replace what's deficient and eliminate the toxins, body can learn to work in harmony. And people
So two of the main things that you found and that you know now focus on are deficiencies, which you first have to find out, and toxicity. You don't hear those two terms in conventional medicine.
Yeah, I know, but this is very important. We have to make sure that system is nourished. When we eat food, we're hoping that we're getting nutrients from the food. Unfortunately, the food that we get now is empty. Yes, lettuce looks like lettuce, and we eat it, tastes like lettuce most of the time. It doesn't taste really like plastic, but the nutrients that we get, not all there, because we don't get them off the ground. We don't get them off the soil and put it on our plate. A lot of fruits and vegetables are harvested when they're green. They're not ready to eat. They are ripening in a truck when they're coming to us. And when these fruits and vegetables get to us, they're really nutritionally deficient. There is not much there. See, that's what I explain to my patients, is that we're hoping to get nutrients out of food, but it's not there.
Well, we're hoping to get nutrients out of food. And then again, you know, that's such a wide berth because some people just eat junk food. So they're not even caring about if there's nutrients or not. And then what you're saying is even those clients or patients who are making better food choices also may not be getting all the nutrients they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a complete honesty and a complete truth. That's what it is. So when patients come to me, we go through all of that, and I teach them what to eat, what not to eat, how to prepare. And honestly, the simplicity is the best. Simpler the food prepared, more nutrients are stored. If it's organic.
So that's what I always talk about. If people look in my refrigerator, I call it, there's no paragraphs on anything. I don't have anything that is a paragraph. You know, like if you look in the refrigerator, there's an avocado. They're all organic too, whenever possible, but it's an avocado and a potato, not a paragraph in boxes.
Exactly. So when I taught nutrition in nursing program and CUNY, I always explain to students, when you go to store and you shop, you should be shopping on the sideways. On the sideways of the store, not in the middle, not in the center of the store. Because in the center of the store is all box products. So all these box and preserved products, when you look at the box, you see a paragraph, a long paragraph. And then again, it's educational part. Read the content. Read it. It's all different things, what allowable to list and how much food in the product that's allowable to live. What means organic? Who checks it if it's organic?
What did you say? What means organic? We kind of lost the signal there.
Yes. What means organic? And who can actually display the product of being organic? Because labeling product as organic doesn't mean right to list it as such. You know, it has to be checked. It's organic or not. So this produce should not.
That's funny because my husband, who's not so interested in natural as I am, actually one day was in the local grocery store and he saw there was just this kind of like spiral that you pull labels off of, you know, this big roll of paper.
Yes, yes.
And the labels all said organic. So he actually ripped off a few of them and brought them home, and he went around the house and just put organic labels on everything as a joke, but also pointing out, like, how do you know that means anything?
Exactly. So we have rules and regulations to everything, but even when everything is very regulated, there's always a way how to go around. So, for example, I'll explain it to you. I want...
I'm not hearing you, doctor. So perhaps there's a problem on the phone. I'm not sure. So engineers, I think it might be good if we take a little break. You can play a promo for the station and see if we can get Dr. Marina back on the line in a clearer way. So we'll just take a little break right here. We'll go to a... hear from our station about the wonderful shows they have. And when we come back, hopefully we'll be able to get Dr. Marina back on the line. So we'll be right back with more.
Have you ever listened to Anthony Robbins, watched the movie called The Secret, or read about the power of positive thinking from the perspective of any of the many fine authors who have written about the subject? They all focus on the law of attraction, which governs every second of every life of every person in the universe. Like attracts like, and everything you do, feel, and think about as a regular way of being determines your life experiences. PRN's new show, LOA Today, explores all aspects of this magnificent law of the universe every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Join hosts Walt Thiessen and Ioana June Thiessen as we explore the law of attraction each week. That's LOA Today, Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. here on PRN.
The Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial, free, and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media, so Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
Hi, everybody. I am Karen Hartglass, the host of It's All About Food. Join me every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch all of my shows in the archives. You can find my archive programs at the Progressive Radio Network website, or you can call my personal archive phone number to hear the most recent 5 episodes of It's All About Food. Here's the number, 1-701-719-0885. Here it is again, 1-701-719-0885. Learn about how we can solve many of the world's problems today and do it deliciously here on It's All About Food.
Don't miss The Gary Null Show. You'd have to be out of your mind to miss Gary Null, the number one ranked progressive radio program in America. That's right. You can hear the mind, heart, and soul of the progressive enlightenment. Gary Null, noon to 1 Eastern Time, 9 to 10 Pacific, on PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network.
And welcome back to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Dr. Marina, are you back?
Yes, I'm right here, Ellen.
Okay, very good. So, you know, your phone went out. Hopefully it will hold for now. And we are talking today with Dr. Marina Yabova, and her phone number is 516-319-7267, and also at integrativewellnessny.com, 718-222-4888. And we will have links at our archive show so you can listen to the show again and you can find her. You know, I just want to talk a little bit about Alex because he has a wonderful organization called the Science of Human Optimization. And I find the easiest way to find it is you just go to navelexpo.com. That's navel, N-A-V-E-L, expo, E-X-P-O.com. And what have you done with that group?
Well, we actually came across with each other and they started working together, collaborating together. And they actually started working on webinars and made a service available. Honestly, webinars are free to public and just to educate the public so they understand what's going on, what changes in the healthcare, and how better to take care of themselves, you know, how they can take care of themselves and understand what's going on with them. Again, Alata talks about deficiencies and toxicities, how to eliminate, where to find professional help, how to do things right, talking about that, you know, there is no Google nothing. So a lot of patients come to me and they say, you know what, I found this diet on Google and I'm going to follow this diet. And the Google says that this is good for me and this is even better. And then they get even sicker. You know, so all the right. Google everything is absolutely not applicable because we are not we are not created by cookie cutter system. You know, we are an individual being and all of us are very unique. Each of us is very unique. What's good for one is not good for other. And people don't understand that.
Well, your book really lays out a lot. And I guess people can find it on your website or on Amazon. It's called The Thyroid Whisperer.
Yes, book. I started on a book because I wanted to make information available to the public, an easy word, an easy explanation so they can understand what's going on. So thyroid gland itself is very important. Function of entire endocrine system, it's very important. Our youth, we feel young because of a certain function of our endocrine system. If endocrine system doesn't work, you don't feel young. If it works well, even if you're 80, you feel great. So it's all the function of endocrine system. And of course, the book is called Thyroid Whisperer. You just, you know, I took a screenshot and basically look at thyroid and how else it is connected to everything else and how else everything else is working in a system. It's important. People think because when I have, you know, I speak to patients, I have family members, and a lot of times they tell me, oh, it's just a thyroid, it's not a big deal. Well, it's very important because it is a very important part of an endocrine system.
Well, and let's talk about that. Most conventional doctors only test something called TS, as in Sam, H, TSH. And they say if that looks normal, everything's fine with the thyroid, even if you have 47 other clinical indicators that things are not right with the thyroid. How did that happen, and what does TSH even mean?
Well, TSH is thyroid-stimulating hormone. It's basically a signaling system that's coming from pituitary. So if you imagine, and I'm sure you know physiology very well, you're very experienced, and if you think of imagine yourself, you have a human body, you have a head and a brain, and endocrine system that starts within a brain. So the signaling system is coming from pituitary. So there is actually a loop. Pituitary, hypothalamus, and adrenal axis, all of these three, they are combined and they give signaling to each other. So pituitary will signal to thyroid how much of thyroid gland should be releasing of thyroid hormone. For those people who really don't know, there's not one thyroid hormone that thyroid itself produces. It's two different thyroid hormones. It is T3 that is very active and readily available, and it is T4 that's not very active and it's available, but it doesn't get activated until liver and bowel activates it. So that's why we need liver to be not so toxic and bowel to be more or less regulated with microbiome so that hormone can get activated and cells can utilize it.
Okay, well, you used some vocabulary words there, Dr. Marina, that perhaps we should step back and discuss further with our listening audience. For instance, you talked about the fact that TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, is not from the thyroid. It comes from the pituitary gland, and that stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. So it's released that to signal the thyroid to work. It's a stimulating hormone, but that does not mean the thyroid is working, because one of the things that could happen is that there's a deficiency of stimulating hormone that would interfere if you found that was low, but it might be fine, and yet the thyroid's not getting the signal, or it's not releasing correct levels of hormones, like you mentioned, T3 and T4, which also one has to be converted to the other. All those activities have to be, the great word used earlier, balanced. And a big part of that balance is the liver. And if the liver's normal job is to act as a filter, to filter out toxins from the system, but the liver is overburdened because we've been eating things with toxic chemicals and even having toxic thoughts and having digestive difficulties due to an imbalance in what you termed the microbiome. Let's talk about what is the microbiome before we go forward.
So microbiome, it's a balance of digestive enzymes and digestive flora. So all hormones that we have in the system, they become available when they interact with that microbiome. So this microbiome is actually an active key that turns things on, turns things off. And really, you know, I went through a nursing program. I went through a nursing school here in the United States, and we didn't study this. We didn't study this. And it's like, oh my God, so much we missed, because it is so important. It is so important.
Yeah, they don't study it in medical school either. Is that right? Yeah. So it's the balance of the microorganisms and, like Dr. Marina mentioned, the enzymes and other cohorts, but the microbiome, the micro part, is the microbiota, that is, so the microorganisms that normally reside in your digestive system, and they vary. They vary according to who you are, your genetics. What you eat is big, and that's something you can control.
Absolutely. And this is so important, and yes, population needs to be educated. People simply don't know. They don't give enough importance. And I have patients that, you know, people come with skin lesions. They look like eczema psoriasis. And of course, the way it's treated in conventional medicine, they get topical cream with prednisone that takes out the inflammation, and that's it. That's it. So it is such a, you know, we need to do so much work to educate the population. Whatever is on our skin, it's actually this resonance of function of our digestive tract, which starts within the mouth. So when patients come and I see the very first appointment, I do look at their iris and their eye. It's very important, the conjunctiva. They open their mouth and I look. They lift up their tongue and again I look. I know what to look for to understand.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. When you ask somebody to open their mouth and then pick up their tongue, and you as a healthcare provider and professional look under their tongue, which is never done much in mainstream medicine, why are you doing that and what are you looking for?
So actually, when they have a, they have a little tissue there that connects the bottom of the mouth and the tip of the tongue, you can see that. If on the bottom of that, firstly, if you see a little bowl, some people have, some people don't have, that's indication that these people, these individuals, are actually are predisposed of making a polyp in their bowel. There are also vasculature that you, I pay attention to. It's right underneath of the tongue when you raise the tip of your tongue up. There are two vessels on each side of the tongue on the bottom. So if these vessels are very dark and very visible, this is explanation of function of the liver. You can see this without the blood work. This is Chinese medicine. This is diagnosis. This is how to use proper assessment. I touch the pulse. I listen to it. The pulse, I read it on different locations. You know, it's not usual medical examination. It is very different. Of course, measuring energy from different sides of the body, right versus left. Some people, you know, the way their body works, it's such a disconnect, two sides of the body. So we need to understand how it works and how can we regulate it. And people asking me, why do we have such a disconnect? Emotion plays a great role in it too. Previous trauma, emotional, physical trauma. So it is a lot. It's a lot what goes in wellness of individual itself. You know, this is medical exam of conventional doctor that takes, I do not know how many minutes. Obviously, it's very brief. 10, 15
eight,
minutes.
8 minutes. 8 minutes you're allowed to bill for. 8 minutes.
Well, my exam, in over an hour. It's done very specifically, and it's very different. It's ability to listen to what these people telling me. And I want to hear them. Yes, I hear them as well as I assess them. It's not usual assessment. It's very different. If you understand what I'm saying, it's muscle testing. It's understanding if they're detoxifying. Most of people now not detoxifying. You know, all of these skin lesions, what I was telling you about, I tell people, you need to start detoxification program. That's important. Your liver is suffering, and now you have this. You need to help it.
That's one thing that is so visible, both to practitioners and patients alike, when they have a skin expression, something that might be called eczema or psoriasis like that, or unexplained rashes or whatever they call those things, dermatitis of unknown origin. It's amazing to see that clear up so quickly, like within a month, if people change what they're eating and activate the detoxification pathways. And they are amazed, and the practitioner is amazed. It's a wonderful thing to see.
It is very rewarding. I love what I do because I see people get better without heavy medication. See, I don't use much medication. I use herbs. I use vitamins, minerals. We do offer detoxification treatments here in the office through IV detox. You know, I understand how system works and how we can gear the system and educate the patient to get better more naturally, holistically. It is very important. If we talk about digestion, when I have my patients that come, I explain to them, in certain age, starting, let's say, age 32, 35, we don't produce all the same digestive enzymes that we produce when we're 25. And that's just physiological changes that we go through. So it's very important to replace digestive enzymes because we are creatures of habit. And people think, well, if I ate this when I was 25, it should be fine for me to eat the same thing now when I'm 55. But people don't feel all that great. They eat the same food, and they feel sluggish, tired, brain fog, constipation, bloating. Yes, they are toxic, but they're also not able to break down what they're eating anymore because they're not producing these digestive enzymes. As soon as I get them the enzymes they need, that makes a difference. It's very important because now food is not as toxic as it was because now body can digest it. Now, this individual can actually pull out nutrients out of food because this person has all the enzymes or more or less enzymes they need to now digest the food. So the food no longer as toxic.
So you would usually, as part of your treatment protocol, now people need to insist. It's like not like you can change their diet. You could make suggestions, but they're the ones who have to change their diet.
Absolutely. It's hard work, and I tell them in the very first visit, I can guide them to where they need to go, but we work together. They have to do their part of the work because I'm not with them 7 days a week. They are with themselves, And
right. Well, you're a mother of lots of children, but you're not their mother. You know, you're acting as their teacher, more like a guide.
Absolutely. And if they're willing to walk the path, I'll show them the way.
But I also want to, you know, before we run out of time here, it's getting close to the end. Let's talk about some of the unique interventions that you offer right in your center. And then, of course, you also have phone consults, too. But in your center, you have things like IV therapy and other very unique things that are available for patients.
Absolutely. So we offer IV therapy where people, when they receive the IV therapy treatment, they actually absorb the absorption of nutrients 100%. I also offer ozone therapy. So ozone is delivered different ways. Of course, if people think it's to breathe it, it's not to breathe it. It's not. So we gear ozone treatment to the patient's need. If they need for cognitive function, it could be done differently. If they need to detoxification of the system, it's done differently. The strengths, they regulate. I regulate, my girls are trained. I tell them what to, you know, it's what strengths to put it. The treatment is about 45 minutes. So it's very interesting. We do a lot of things here. So for those people who would be interested to explore, they're more than welcome to call into the office to schedule an appointment. I will be very happy to work with them. This is interesting. I enjoy what I do, and I would love to make this type of medicine available to those who would benefit from it and who value it.
Yes, and people can find out more by going to the website integrativewellnessny.com. It's such a beautiful pictures on there of your place, and it looks so modern and inviting, and you have all kinds of therapies that people, you know, sometimes have to go, like you said, fly out of state to all kinds of faraway places to actually access, but you have it right here in the New York area. Where is your office, Dr. Marina?
It's in downtown Brooklyn. It's right across Court Street. The address is 26 Court Street, suite number 309.
Thank you. And your book is really also delightful. It explains the thyroid, and it might answer a lot of patients' questions if they're having all kinds of odd symptoms. Really beautifully written, easy, great illustrations. So I want to thank you so much for being our guest today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Thank you very much, Ellen, for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, and thank you, listeners, for joining us once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love having you contact us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook The Natural Nurse. And until next time, on behalf of myself, Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and my illustrious partner, Dr. Eugene Zamparo, naturopathic physician, we're hoping that you stay healthy.